This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
Money Monday. How is money tied to the heart?
And it is. It's very simple. And once you grasp that, it's so powerful as a tool. Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but when I apply for new credit, they usually give you two forms of reading the information. You get your one form, which is, do you look at the little outline that has things in bold? It's in a box thingy. Yeah.
They usually give you, what, 3 to 5 things?
Yes. Yeah. And it's going to tell you what your interest rate is, when the payment is due, and what your grace period is, and what the penalties are if you do, and if then, you have a 0% for...
Or maybe what the reward structure is.
Or what the reward structure is, right? Yeah. But have you noticed that when you get your actual card, you get the legal jargon...
It's like 15 pages.
And tiny print. It's always in tiny print.
Oh.
Now, I used to think that...
Quarter-inch margin.
Oh, it's nuts. It's like... Now, guys like me, you need a magnifying glass these days to read. But I remember I used to think that was something until I started getting Medicare notices. I've never seen anything like it. So, and the comedy of it to me is, so you're asking people that are 85... They're sending out a book, and you're getting one of these like once a month. I mean, or once a quarter. It's and you're expecting them to read this tiny print book about legal jargon from Medicare.
Sounds like it makes sense to me. I got it.
And it's all about whose financial rights and
let's go
healthcare. It's like, wow. Okay, so there, you got your simple and your complex. Well, the Lord tried to make it simple for his people with regards to what is a simple way to return to God. And we find that in Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 and 10. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. And they answered, how shall we return? And the Lord said, you know, I feel like I need to make this simple so that we all understand the rules. So what the Lord said is... Here's the bullet points. You can read all the other jargon, but here's the simple bullet points. Bring the full tithe, that's 10% of your income, into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you such a blessing until there is no more need or until you don't have room enough to receive it all. And so God just said, I'm going to reduce this thing down to bullet points for you. And there will be some people that want to go deeper and read all of the lengthy jargon. And there's 2,000 pages of the Bible to get a doctorate on and double doctorate on if you want that. And that's all good.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, that just the bullet points are... And so what the Lord says is it's real simple. Money is tied to the heart, and heart is tied to the money.
Yeah.
That if you want your heart to return to the Lord, start with your money. Now, the devil's deception that he loves to throw into this thing to complicate it is to start talking about your heart. Oh, if you'll just get your heart right, your money will eventually follow.
Why is the
I wonder if the devil's voice really sounds
like that.
Why
is the enemy always so nasally? That's what I... If that's how that works, man, I'm just going to have to start listening. Who sounds the most nasal? I sound a little nasal right now because I'm clogged up, so I don't know. I don't know if that's an accurate representation.
So the devil's voice gets in there and complicates it with with sayings like that. And the Lord said, that's just not it at all. No, this is so much more simple than that. get your money going where you want your heart to go, and your heart will follow because that's the way I've made human hearts. It's and it's part of the nature of man in this way is as the so the Lord says the simplest way to return to me if you're kind of gotten cold, kind of fallen away, kind of you know, you really don't care about the things of God anymore, is start tithing again.
Yep.
Okay, so bring that into the New Testament and apply that into the local church for us, if you would. Now, we're going to avoid the theology. Remember, we're going bullet points here, right?
Yeah, bullet points.
So, and ironically, the devil does the same thing in the New Testament by saying, well, let's talk about this. What we need to do is discuss, you know, how in the New Testament we don't need to tithe anymore.
Well, and the common thing that I'll hear is... you know, Jesus criticized the Pharisees because they were tithing on dill and cumin, but they were neglecting the poor. And I'm like, okay, but you're missing the gist of that.
Yeah, you are.
you're focusing on this really, really tiny detail that is actually not descriptive of the scenario whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
But really, the criticism for Jesus was that it was still a heart problem for them.
It was still a heart problem.
That's what the issue. It was still about their heart.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, if I can manipulate the game by doing this, this equals righteousness, and then I don't have to do any of the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's no. Jesus was pointing out their fallacy to see, hey, it's both and. You got to put them both together.
You know, when I first saw this, my pastor taught it to me when I was probably 16. I saw it as nothing but an opportunity. I'm like, now the first opportunity I saw was selfish. Later, you kind of view it a little bit differently as you mature.
Yeah.
But as a new believer, when this was taught to me, I looked at this and said, oh my gosh, are you saying that if I just give 10% that I gain access to everything heaven has to offer?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
What an opportunity, and how dumb would I be to pass up that opportunity?
Yep.
Now, that was my first response, okay? And so I just started acting on that and living by that and saying, this is a no-brainer. Later, as I matured, I began to see it as an opportunity to train my heart. Mm-hmm. Now, notice the difference. When I was first in, I viewed it as an opportunity to get more blessings.
Yeah. Well, if it's all about following your heart, you'll tithe for about 6 months.
Right.
Within 6 months, the gates of heaven will have cracked open.
Yeah.
And some of those blessings will dump out, and you think, this is it. I've achieved what's possible.
Yeah.
And then because all you're doing is following your heart, you'll shift back to something else.
Right.
But Scripture actually talks about, and I think you're right, it's about training your heart. It's about denying ourselves.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's not very fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does do is it is a heart training, not just of how it relates to money specifically, but to provision.
Well, and the disciple learns that the blessings of heaven actually can be some of the easiest things to get.
Mm-hmm.
The much harder road and the maybe, if you so want to say, the marathon race is about training the heart.
Yeah.
To stay loyal to the things of God for a lifetime.
Yeah. You know, God crucified his son on the cross to save us from our sins.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to experience a few hardships on this earth along the way.
Probably going to. Yeah. So think about what God is offering here, and you can apply this in so many areas. Want to care more about foreign missions? Start giving finances to foreign missions.
And your heart will be trained to care about those foreign
missions. That's exactly right. And your heart will be trained to care about those people overseas.
Yeah.
Want to care more about your community? Start giving into community. Want to start caring more about the homeless instead of complaining about them? Start giving to the homeless and in the ministry like we do in the 417 missions.
Yeah.
Want to care more about your local church? Start giving, start tithing into your local church. But the core of it, the Lord says, is that I'm going to make it really simple for any person, anywhere, to return to me is start tithing and giving a tenth of your income. And as you do that, you give that to God's people in the context of a local community. then what happens is your heart will follow your money. And then the Lord says, I've given you this as a tool and an opportunity. And so that's what we want to encourage you to do is use this tool, view this tool as an opportunity to train your heart to go any direction you see that it needs to go in 2024.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.